This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. I can't believe it's Thursday already. This last week has just flown by. We've been so busy at the office and so many things happening, so it's just been like a whirlwind. I feel like I was just here a day ago. But we're going to get right into it. And in the studio here with me today is Jake Tranter, who is with Spider King Studios. Welcome, Jake.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, so thrilled to have you. This is to me really exciting that we have what you are doing in our community. And so, Spider King Studios, how long ago did you start it?
Well, unofficially, it was back in 2016. We were a group of friends, and we really wanted to just do the whole filmmaking thing after I worked on some PSAs through the Up to Us Youth Media Projects that was brought on through the Child Abuse Coalition. And so they put on PSAs for the youth to come together and work on. And I had a really great time doing that, and it grew a love of film in me. And so we started with our own small projects, and it's grown from there.
Well, one of the cool things, you know, with reaching out and us connecting and you being on the show was that in high school, you went to high school with my great niece. So I'm dating myself. I'm kind of letting my age out of the bag here. But Brianna Graves, and she was part of one of those projects or multiple projects with you. And Runner was a name of one of the movies that I have seen. And at her graduation, I was sharing with you before the show, we sat as a family and watched it. And it was really the quality of the camera work and the colors and some of it. It was just absolutely stunning and beautiful. And it really promoted our area. How beautiful it can be. And so I was really intrigued by that, just what my expectations were of a high school group doing this and then what the reality of it was. So I was very impressed.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And that was definitely a really fun project to work on. And I'm glad Brianna brought that to the table. It was our second film at the time. And, we got all the friends together and put it together. And it was a little sporadic scheduling-wise, but, I mean, I agree. The camera work, I was pretty proud of it because that was the first time working on it with our new camera at the time. And, yeah, it was all done. I edited it all on my phone as well.
Yes. Which is a funny yes. thing. That is so fun. That's a great commercial for your phone, by the way, because yeah. She mentioned that to us, and we were just really all blown away that just the quality. It just shows you how much technology, even what we hold in our hands every day, is like a mini microcomputer. It's not just a phone anymore. I know they call them smartphones, but they should call them like genius phones or something, because it's like amazing what they can do and how good they can make us look with the photo apps and
yeah,
and all insane. Of that and just all the perks, bells and whistles they come with. But that was really impressive. And then recently you guys had an article in the paper a few months back, which was a lot of people thought there was a car crash in Hillcrest.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was your last movie, Death with Dignity, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that last project.
So Death with Dignity, it's our second feature film. We wanted to do a change of pace from the horror genre and move into like an action thriller. And so it was more involved with within public areas and you know, city areas and things like that. And so a part of that was having a car crash in Hillcrest. It was a mock car crash. We didn't quite have the budget to do a real car crash. I wanted to. That would have been fun. But pretty much the premise of the movie is there's a guy, his name is Tyler. And he's bored with life, and so he hires a hitman on himself. And it's kind of funny, but we actually played it straight face, action. It wasn't a comedy, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we hired Eileen Dietz. She's known for her role in The Exorcist, and she came down, and she was in that scene as well. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's just amazing that you're bringing in this talent that's known from you know, I mean, iconic movie. So,
right, yeah.
So that's really, I mean, this is Douglas County and you guys are doing this and it's just so amazing. And I know that you've had some showings at the local cinemas of that. So tell us a little bit about how you guys were able to get into the cinema here.
Yeah, I mean, for all of the people that know me, it's no secret that I love to watch films. And so I do it all the time at the cinema. So the staff there kind of knows me. So what I really did is I just talked to them. I was like, hey, we have a film of our own that we want to do. So is there sort of a private event venue thing that we can put on? And they were totally okay with the idea of it. And that's what we did. We sold our own tickets and they charged their own thing for commissions and for food and drink and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And so we put out three showings and they were all sold out. And so that was crazy to me.
Very quickly, mind you.
Yeah,
it was very quickly because I just found out about it. And by the time I could do anything, it was already sold out. So, you know, that I had inquired because I do want to support things like this in the community and, you know, give that encouragement so you guys keep moving forward and keep chasing your dreams. I think that's really important that you feel that support from our community. And it definitely seems like the arts in Douglas County with COVID, you know, kind of took a hit. So it's really nice to get things going and start celebrating these things. So
yeah.
Kudos. Yeah. Kudos to you for pulling this off during that time as well.
Yeah. And those showings were also right at New Year's. And so that's an added layer of it was at New Year's. And so there is still showed out or, you know, sold out. And so that was crazy to me as well. But we also have another showing as well, and that's going to be February 4th. So we still have room for people to buy tickets for that one.
And where do they find the tickets?
They can go to our website, and that will be spiderkingstudios.com. So they just go on there. They can see it pretty much right on the homepage, buy tickets, and there should be – we're selling out fast with that one as well, though, so I'll jump on it.
Right. And, you know, maybe – if people get right on it, you can add another one even. So this is great.
Yeah, we could keep going, you know.
Try for a little while. And then after that, then you said you would digitally release it, mm-hmm. you know, in the future. So for people that still aren't maybe comfortable going yet to the theater and being in a close space with, you know, a large group of people, it's like there will be that option down the road if they hold on. And that they should just keep checking back your website for that or?
Yeah. And you know, our Facebook page, we put out a lot of updates and stuff like that. But if you go on our website, there's also an email subscription list. You'll get all sorts of updates without having to constantly check it as well.
Well, I noticed that you guys have merchandise, too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like you're putting us on the map here.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's all about Douglas County and the community here. I have no aspirations to go to Hollywood or anything like that. You know, it's a big dream of mine to create something big here because there's not a whole lot of film opportunities and things like that, but there's so much talent to draw from. And so, you know, that's my goal. It's to put this place on the map, create opportunities of an educational variety and, you know, make something big.
Well, I just think that sounds great. All of it sounds great. keep it going. One of the things that we discussed the other day when we were talking was that you have upcoming projects too. So it's like you finish something, but you already have your mind stewing and going for the next thing. So are you able to tell us a little bit about your upcoming project?
Yeah. So our next project, it's kind of drawing back a little bit into our roots, which is of the horror variety, but we're doing things a little differently. This one's a slasher, actually, so it's going to be more fun. There will be, like, gore and stuff like that, but it will be a fun project, and, you know, we're doing pre-production now. We're hoping to start production in March. But auditions will be on our website and people can submit video auditions all throughout February is what we're planning. And so it will be a fun project. We're going to get it done all throughout March and hopefully hit the cinema again with that one.
Well, get it all done and out there before that time. fall next year. Gives you some time. So how many people, like, let's see, let's go backwards just a second here for, like, Death with Dignity. Like, how many, what's the support staff for that? Or what's the, how many actors do you need for that? Or what's the need for people?
I'm pretty much my own biggest advocate. I produce all of my own stuff. I have a big feeling of self-sustainment as far as our projects go. So I don't really go to producers or anything like that. But as far as actors go, you know, it changes from a project-to-project basis. But,
'cause sometimes it can be hard with what time of the day you're trying to film. And yeah. So people have to so I didn't know how many people, like, for your upcoming film, you might be thinking of casting.
Right, yeah. You know, I'd say we're pretty good at working with schedules and things like that. And we're very personal with the people we work with. We don't want it to seem like this really critical, you have to, you know, follow things by a book kind of feel. You know, we work with people's schedules. We try to have fun with it. That's what it's supposed to be. It's art, you know, and so it kind of almost builds up to feel like a family in the end of it. And so we're sad to go. That's why we were hanging on to Death with Dignity is right now, you know. So.
Well, and, you know, they don't have to go anywhere because you are here. You're not pulling people from all over. And so, you know, that's cool. You can work on maybe multiple projects. Not that you want the same people in every single one. But honestly, Adam Sandler has a lot of the same people in a lot of his movies.
Yeah.
So you can and not even really realize it. So I don't know why I use that as an example, but I think about that. I actually, if I watch an Adam Sandler movie, I am actually looking for those key people that I know are in all his things. I'm like, oh, there he is. There's his character. He finally showed up. So that's what that made me think about is if you have a group that kind of does this together or if you – you know, offer it up to new people all the time. And it sounds like by the application process or the casting with the videos that you guys do offer new people, new talent to come in and get involved.
Yeah. And I mean, we definitely keep the people we know around, especially for crew and things like that. It's just, you know, the people who have shown their commitment and things like that. But I'm always happy to see new faces and bring in new people of all varieties, you know. And that's been this, you know, the story of a lot of our current actors is they've come in for a previous project, even if it's a short film we've done on YouTube, and they loved it and they stuck around and now they're just doing every project with us. So, I mean, you know, I mean,
it's
that's
infectious.
What you do in a community like this, too. You know, I love it.
Yes. Okay. And so if people are interested, because you said, I mean, February is just right around the corner, they can go to your website. And will you give us that again?
Yeah. And that's SpiderKingStudios.com.
Perfect. And then they'll find it on there where to submit a video or fill out the information if they're interested.
Yep.
Perfect.
It'll be right on the homepage. They can go down. There's info on the film. The synopsis of what it's about and everything like that.
Well, this just sounds like something fun to do. So everybody submit a video to Spider King Studio and let's see what happens. It'd be fun to have you back and go through the whole process here. But we are just about, I mean, time flies on the show, I tell you. So we are already at time for a break here. So we'll be back with your cue in just a moment. Sponsored by Premier Insurance. Be back in just a second.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, it wouldn't be me if I just didn't keep chatting it up during during the commercial break. So we are back with your cue, Shannon Sebastian, here on KQEN News Radio 1240 AM with Jake Trentner from Spider King Studios. Jake, again, thank you for being here and joining us.
Super happy to be here.
Well, for those that are just joining us, Jake is local, and along with local artists or creative people, have actually produced a few movies, and one is going to be out in theater February 4th. They have a showing here locally, and the movie is Death with Dignity, and still seats available. Maybe we should get you on your phone. Maybe you're filling up already, but anyway, encourage everybody to just support this local group who is out here trying to, you know, bring this creativity to our community. So one of the fun things Jake and I were talking about on the break, and I actually just texted my friend. It's like, I'm going to talk about you on here on the radio in a minute. But is I think it would be really cool to do for you to do like a class or a fun class at UCC about this. I mean, it's your love, it's your passion, and to be able to pass that on or pay it forward to others or youth maybe this summer. I mean, what a great thing that could be. So Lynn Smith, if you're listening, I think this is a hot idea. I think I'm onto something. So
I've thought about it quite many times before, you know. I even just workshops through our own means, you know, just teaching filmmaking 101, acting courses, things like that. You know, it really is a passion for me, and I think it would be cool to spread that sort of thing around here.
Well, it really is amazing. I'm going clear back to Runner, but the fact that you did do a lot of that editing, you did a lot of things on your phone, truly is amazing. And the colors are vivid, and I mean, just everything was so well done. And so I think that something like that, even where to teach people if they wanted to do something fun and to do a contest or something fun, I always start something and then snowball it into something. It's a problem. But anyway, but just sitting here talking with you, I thought, gosh, what a great thing to like pass on to, you know, even though you still are the young generation, but even that next group of kids, because, I mean, the technology is just out of sight, and it's just honestly amazing what you can do with a cell phone. So to do a class even with the cell phones, and then the final finale be it's all presented, you know, at some point would be really cool.
Yeah,
for them to see something through fruition.
It's crazy. You know, I mean, it really is a testament on how powerful your phone is, but it's also a testament to the fact that if you want to do something that you love, you don't have to have the big grand budget to do it. You know, Death with Dignity was done sub $5,000 budget, and sold out in theaters and everything like that. And you know, if
that's
you
amazing to me. I honestly think that's amazing. Like $5,000, and then you've sold out multiple shows at the cinemas, and it's local people, mm-hmm. and it's just amazing. I don't know, that's my word today. I don't know. I think it's amazing that this is what can come out of, you know, the technology that we have today, and I want to say partnering that with the creative and arts and all that. Just it's just amazing. So. Yeah. So Lynn, if you're listening, or I'm going to tell you to listen to the podcast later, we're calling you out. This is a good one. This should be a class, because I think it would be fun. And I'd love to watch the movie, so I'd come to the show. I also wanted to touch on the fact that like you were in high school when this started.
Yeah, I was 16. I mean, I'm 21 now, but I was 16.
Still a youngster.
When I did my first film, it was all done on my iPhone, and I edited it all on my iPhone. It was a zombie flick, you know, and it was just a group of friends in high school. We were like, hey, let's do it. Let's just do it.
Yeah. And the fact that you all support each other so much, and I think that's what's great about the theater and the arts, is it really does become like a family. And I've seen that multiple times now where people have been in more than one production together, and it's like that's a family member now, you know. And so to see everybody still stay together these years later, you know, some of your original crew, and keep going strong, that's just a real testament to your passion for this.
Yeah. And you know, the big dream and goal is to make this as big as it can be and get as many people involved as possible. You know, we want to make it big, but keep it here.
Right. Know? And I think that your aspirations are to do something great and wonderful, but still keep it local is super great, because you think about movies and that's where you think is Hollywood. And the fact that you say you want to be here, but still do great things is amazing. So is this the sole thing you do? Or are there other things that you do, Jake, for like work? Or tell us a little bit more about you outside of the movie side.
Yeah, well, before I really got into being serious about filmmaking, I was in the military. I have been medically discharged, and so after that, it's given me a lot of free time to do my passions, and so I got into simple videography. And what I did is I pretty much have been going to local businesses and offering to make them advertisements, and that's something I still do. You know, it pays the bills and things like that. So, you know, I go up to a business, I'm like, what kind of ad do you want? Do you want a commercial? Or even any sort of video of an event. I've filmed plays for different, you know, theaters around here, different things for churches and stuff like that.
Well, that's nice that you can offer those special things. And I know people are looking for it. We always get asked, you know, if people know anybody to like, I've volunteered many years with the Miss Douglas County pageant. So it's like, you know, finding somebody for that was a struggle for a while, you know, that could do it and still do it year after year. But, you know, we have had a few people that stuck around for a long time and then they move on to something else. So it's nice to have those options. And I'm sure everybody's really grateful for what you do do. So this next project, and I know you said it was, you know, kind of like a slasher film and coming up and hoping to have it done, you know, before that holiday season or the fall. What's your budget look like for that? And if, you know, and where do your funds come from? Like, how do you get sponsors or?
Yeah. Right now, we're still bringing in funding for that project, and we are looking for sponsors for it. Our goal budget is to be around 10 to 15,000, you know, because we want to start paying people and things like that. But we do have sponsor proposals out there. That, again, is on our website if any business wants to look at that and, you know, work out a reward system where they can have their business actually featured in the film in the background or mentioned or something like that, or rewards where their employees can come and get a free ticket for the show, you know, different things like that. There's a lot of different rewards for which tier you want to choose as far as sponsorship goes. And there's also donation options and stuff like that too.
Well, it's amazing what you can do with a $5,000 budget. So I can only imagine now that you're also expanding that. I know you said you wanted to pay people and not have it be volunteer, but you know, that's the finished product. I can't even imagine. One of the questions I had, I forgot to ask earlier, was how long is the movie, like Death with Dignity? How long of a movie is that?
Death with Dignity was just over an hour long. And so Juvenile, we are wanting to expand that a little bit, and we are hoping for it to be around an hour and 30 minutes, you know, to even maybe 2 hours. But then again, it is, you know, a slasher. So, you know, it's feature length.
That's the name of the movie is?
Juvenile.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, I don't know if I heard that earlier or not, or if I missed it. So, so, you know, an hour, I mean, that's pretty good. I think of, you know, I just think like, you're almost at a full feature film length, you know, an hour and 30 minutes is kind of what we think of a normal go to the movies and watch the Avengers, and it's an hour,
right,
hour and a half, you know? So, I'm kind of that kind of person, but, so that's a lot of film that you're having to film to get an hour actually all together.
Yeah, and the shooting schedule for that, you know, I mean, we're pretty open with scheduling conflicts and things like that with our actors and crew. So for Death with Dignity, it took a couple months to film. But for this next project, we are looking to get more in tune with the more fast-paced production as far as getting it done in a shorter amount of time so that we can actually keep on putting products out there and you know, move on to the next project, because
right.
We want to keep on doing this and making it as available as possible for the community so that we can reach new heights. Because I have a lot of great plans, and you know, all of us have great plans.
I believe it.
You know,
yeah. I mean, people are hearing this on the radio, but they can't. I get the joy of getting to see you, and it's like you can see the passion, and so that's why that's kind of the words I keep talking about. But you can see how happy this is for you, and the mm-hmm. joy that you know get talking about it. And so I hope people can hear that in his voice, because it's really. It's really pleasant to see just how excited and passionate you are about this and the whole yeah. future of it, and film and teaching children and passing it forward as well. It's really nice to see. I mean, you're 21 years old and you already seem like this is your legacy, and that's really cool to see that. So I want to retouch up a couple things, because some people join in at different times. So your casting coming up in February for the next film that we talked about, and people can submit that, submit a video and fill out the information on your website, which, tell us again, is?
That will be SpiderKingStudios.com.
SpiderKingStudios.com. And your Facebook is Spider King Studios?
Yep. You can just go on Facebook and search Spider King Studios. My name is Jake Tranter. You can also look at, you know, me on social media, and usually you can find my work through there as well.
Yes. So we want people to... New people, get involved. If you want to sponsor, if you want to audition, if you want to just reach out, you know, have something that you want videotaped or a show, or, you know, I really think this class should happen. So I'm gonna reach out on my own on that, because I'm like, I actually might take something like that. This kind of sounds fun. The whole smartphone short video class would be cool. Anyway, so it. And February 4th, I want to make sure I'm getting the right date
yep.
for, okay, will be Death with Dignity, will be at the Roseburg Cinemas. And what's the cost for that?
For the ticket, it's $8 on our website.
$8. $8, you can go watch this, see what all of these wonderful people are doing here in Douglas County. And Jake, thanks so much for being on. I really appreciate it. And the best of luck on your next adventure.
Thank you very much, and I'm really happy to have been on here, so thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, we're going to be right back with your local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a few moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. It's nice and warm in the studio here. I have to say that, because it's freezing cold outside. So I'm like roasty toasty in here, all comfortable. All right. Well, it's that time for the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And thank you to everybody out there. This is so great. It is where we get to talk about local businesses here that are locally owned and operated, and how they got started and what they're doing in our community. So today we have Stinky Dog Grooming, and we have Katie and John Williams, who started it. And this is where I take my baby. So I just love you guys. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Really excited. Well, one of the things I'm excited about is I'd wanted to have them on before, but honestly, you guys used to be so busy before these changes we're going to talk about that it's like, well, we can't promote ourselves because we can't handle what we have. But tell us how Stinky Dog Grooming started.
Well, I've been grooming for about 20 years, and when we moved to Roseburg, we saw a need for something a little bit different, more one-on-one with the dogs, more appointment-based for all the outlying areas, too. So people could come in, have their dog groomed, go to the grocery store, and then head back home, instead of the dogs being sitting in a kennel all day, or taking them all in the morning and working through them throughout the day, which was pretty much the norm most places back then. John was working on the road when we started, and we wanted something that we could do together, and to get him off the road and get him home.
And look
where we are now.
I know, it's so exciting. Yeah. It's like, I'm willing to say, like, field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. And that is you guys. That's what I feel about Stinky Dog Grooming. It's like you did this for a purpose and for a reason, and it's just been so blessed.
Yeah, it's really great because we didn't expect him to be able to quit his full-time job so fast. But I don't think we were open 6 months before he had to be there full time. And it was just the two of us.
Yes. John, were you prepared for the 6 months?
No, not really. But it had to be done to move our business forward.
Yeah, it's, it's just amazing where you guys have gone. And like, so now, I know when I go in, there's bodies everywhere. You guys are, business is booming. So how many groomers and staff are there in with you now? I mean, it's kind of big.
So we have 6 full-time groomers besides us, and then also a bather assistant.
You guys are a happening thing, which honestly, I have to say, when I go in there, I absolutely love that I get to see all different breeds. I mean, you guys do itsy bitsy, big and huge, darn near bald, super hairy.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's everything, and I love dogs so much, and pets and animals. I'm just one of those. But I thoroughly enjoy seeing all the critters that you have. And so everybody must have like a skill set that maybe, the thing I love about when I see in there is everybody you hire literally loves animals, and you can tell.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're there.
Yes.
That's we picked them.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that's like part of it. If somebody came in and they just didn't have that love, that they wouldn't be a right fit for you. So I appreciate that. I know I don't even think twice about when I drop my little doll off. And I wonder if she behaves every time. That's my only thought.
She's perfect.
don't let her hear that.
Never.
So, but that's actually all I worry about, because I always know she's going to be so well taken care of and attended to and loved. And I mean, spoiled as she is, she still is spoiled there. So
she's absolutely spoiled there.
Yes. But I love that. I love that you guys are so diverse in all the, and that's actually something new too.
Yes. So we do groom all breeds of dogs. And we have just recently added cat grooming. We do cat grooming one day a month, and it's a day that there's no dogs there.
That's key.
Yes. Yes. So it's comfortable. It's not scary. And they're done also by appointment. So they come in, they get groomed, washed, dried, haircut, and then they get to go back home. And so they don't have to stay long, and it's not loud.
Yeah.
There's no barking.
There's no barking. I was telling my oldest son about the cat grooming, and he's like, that's a thing. But honestly, people that love their pets, or maybe some older people who have a hard time with the, you know, bending over the bathtub and washing their animal or, you know, whatever, it's like, this is perfect for that. I mean, it's just such a service that, yeah, that's part of why you guys are so awesome, because you think outside the box. I love your creativity.
Thank you.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
And the bandanas, you know, now I'm going to get almost emotional here, but you've had multiple dogs of mine, which some I've lost, unfortunately. But I had 2 dogs that loved these bandanas that Kitty and the staff does when they come in. They kind of leave with a little something to feel just extra special and proud of how good they look. And my dogs love them. They would cry, literally howl and cry, if we took them off to clean them and before they came in. And so I just love seeing that. And now that we've got a Fufu dog, she gets the bows and the ribbons.
Bows.
Yeah. Yes. It's a new world for
us
too. We
can do bows and bandanas though.
Oh, I don't know what she'd do with that, but I just appreciate the extra touches that you guys do, and it just, I don't know, I just can't say enough. I could brag on you guys all day, but I want you to share about, so you said you had 6 full-time groomers plus yourselves and then somebody that assists with the bath. You got to keep this factory going.
She helps with the bathing and the phone calls and, you know, if somebody needs an extra hand to hold like an older dog up, to help them stand up, or, if a dog is nervous about getting toenails, we have somebody that can hold and keep them comfortable and, just calm them while we're doing the toenails. So it can be an easy and not fun thing necessarily, but not scary. We want to make their experience there happy.
Right. Very comfortable. And I know, like, time before last, I think, when I was in there, there was, you know, a dog that was, I want to say had a disability. I'm trying to figure out the best way to say that. But anyway, I love how it doesn't matter the situation. Like, you guys take care of whatever it is with dignity and grace. And I think that's really important, because dogs get older and they have issues and things like that, and you're always so great at communicating things. And so, I mean, I'm giving you the 5-star rating, so if anybody cares about my opinion, I think you guys are great. That has been the problem, because they are so great, they haven't been able to take anybody in, and that's kind of been a huge thing in the county, that it's been really hard to find somebody. So now you have some availability. That might not last long, people.
We do have some availability now. We just brought in 2 groomers, very experienced groomers. And so we do have some availability. We're still booked a few weeks out, but not months out like we were before.
Well, I know at one point it was just like, we just can't even take really anybody new. That's where you guys were at, which is a huge blessing, because it's nice to have all the people you're used to and the dogs that you're used to, but
I hate saying no.
I know. Yes. I know, you're so kind. And what about, is there any like thing that anything you don't take? Like,
we prefer not to take new clients over 10 years old. The reason for that is we want to know normal behavior before they become seniors. Like, we will continue to groom them after they turn 10 or older, but we usually recommend going to a vet groomer as a senior dog, as a new client.
That makes
to
sense.
Have that the backup of a vet available is important. And we want everybody to be safe all the time. So anything we can do to make it more safe for everybody is what we're going to do.
And comfortable.
Yes.
So tell us, now that I'm 5-star rated you here, which is, it's on not on a scale from 1 to 10, people. That's a 1 to 5, and they're getting all 5 of mine. How can people call you or find you?
The best thing to do is call us at the shop. It's hard to keep up with Facebook messages and emails and stuff like that. So the best way is to call the shop and book an appointment. And that way we can find out what kind of dog you have, the type of coat, any health conditions or physical impairments that we might need to work with. So we know how long to book for the dog. And we can just get all that information over the phone much easier.
And what's the number?
It is 541-637-5786.
And what are your hours?
We are open by appointment, but we are typically there about 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and usually 8 to 3-ish on Saturdays.
And even though you're there, sometimes it does go to the message, because you really are, you know, elbows deep in shampoos and hair. And
yes, as our voicemail says, yes, sometimes we're up to our elbows in shampoo. But we will call you back as soon as we can. But we're not, you know, we're not going to stop to answer the phone if we have a dog on the table. It's safety first.
Right.
Safety first. And the dogs in front of us right then are the most important.
And I think that that's key to know, that if you do get that, yes, your message says that, and that you do call back. You guys are great about that. And so I would just want to encourage people that. But that's super fast. We're already at our break here. So we're going to be back in just a moment. This is Shannon Sebastian with your cues and the local business buzz. We'll be back in just a moment.
mention color because she's really, she's been doing a lot of courses on pet safe dyes. We've got the top of the line pet safe colors. And
so when we come back, I'll just ask you. So if I want my...
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm just noticing I had mics on here. Okay, well, thank you so much to Stinky Dog Grooming for being here for the local business buzz with Umpqua Survival. So I have a question for you, though, Katie. It's like you watch those shows, Pooch Perfect and all that stuff. Can you make a pink poodle or a poodle giraffe or what?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
tell
yes,
us about
yes,
that.
Yes, we can. So we use pet safe dye. It's actually made for pets. It's the same stuff they're using on the shows. One of the girls is about to do, Danielle is actually about to do a doodle as a giraffe. And we're really excited to see how that turns out. But she's done.
That's amazing.
I've got a little Pomeranian that I give her a baby pink tail. Another little Yorkie gets a hot pink top knot.
Okay, now you're giving me ideas.
I think Lucy needs
my
hot
little
pink.
My little white Lucy might need some pink.
I think she needs pink, definitely.
I don't know when we became those people, but we are the parents of of that child.
We just need to know you want it before you book, so we can make just a little extra time.
So hopefully you post photos of these creations that are going to be coming out. So people need to watch out for that.
Yes, we post on Facebook and Instagram pretty regularly with our basic grooms and then with our super fancy creative grooms too.
And so if you have a dog that needs grooming, you could do the bath and the wash or the grooming appointments. I mean, there's all different kinds of appointments people can call. They can get your prices. Mm-hmm. Is that on your website, the prices, or no, just call for those?
Call for the prices because every breed and every size, every coat condition, it's all going to be a little bit different. We do have base prices for everything, and then it all depends on condition and size, stuff like that.
But you guys are very reasonable as your client. I'm just going to tell everybody, you're really reasonable, and I always feel like I get more than you ask from me. So you get your money's worth no matter what. And what else was going to be? Oh, I'll have you say that number again one more time here for me.
It's 541-637-5786.
Okay. So if you have a cat, let's get it started. We want to see that happen. I kind of want to watch one of these, actually.
We are really excited to start offering cat grooming.
I just can't imagine. You think of cats and water, and I'm just like, ah. But I know the gentleman that does Miss
Jennings.
Lucy.
Jennings. Yes.
He will be one of them doing it? Like, he's done this?
Yes. He's got 14 years experience in grooming, and he has been grooming cats most of that time. So he is very comfortable. He loves working with cats.
Well, he is so sweet, and he is so gentle and kind and loving with our little Lucy. And he inherited her. And I'm like, oh, sorry about that. But she is what she is. but anyway, he just loves her. She licks all over him. And he's just the sweetest guy. So absolutely trust your pet to the staff here. And I hope that you guys just business booms with everything that you do, and you keep being blessed. And thank you for starting the business and being locally owned and operated, because that's what we want people to do, is shop local and stay local. And so we appreciate that. It takes people being brave like you guys to make this happen.
Well, we want to thank you for supporting us for, gosh, all these years.
Oh, well, I love it. I'm with you for the duration. So, well, and I'm going to finish up here on the show with a few notes, and Katie and John are going to hang out with me while we do that. So I was telling him one of the updates that I have is Jax, our office dog. Unfortunately, Alan was taking him out of the truck last night because we're packing him in and out, because he's just had surgery. And somebody shot a gun out there in the country, totally fine. But he ran and jumped, which he's not supposed to be doing at all, and is wounded. So prayers for him and for healing, and he wasn't back at the office before I left, so that's kind of killing me knowing how he's doing. The other thing is you know, I see a lot of posts on Facebook lately about we never know what somebody's going through, so to be kind and be nice. And that always resonates with me, and I just really wanted to put that out in the universe. You know, I have some friends right now who are going through some things with job changes, big decisions in their life, moving, you know, different people going through different things. And it's like, you know, just a blanket prayer for people who have big decisions in their life, and knowing the right decision to make, and, you know, just feeling that in their heart on whatever their calling should be. So that would be really greatly appreciated. And I also need to get out our winner for the weekly Umpqua Survival Giveaway, which is a $25 gift certificate. And this week's winner is Ray Walker. So Ray will be giving you a shout out, and your Umpqua Survival gift certificate is here waiting for you at the News Review. And you can check in at the front desk and they will get that for you. So congratulations. Thank you to Umpqua Survival for that, and also for sponsoring the Local Business Buzz. It's great to have local businesses like Stinky Dog Grooming on the show and be able to do that for them. So we're super appreciative for that. Also, quick shout out for Reader's Choice. Kind of big fun news. I have not been on that before, and I'm on the list, y'all. So I'm pretty excited about that. So vote. Alan's on the list. Premier Insurance. Umpqua Survival. Got some Stinky Dog Grooming on there. So a lot of us that were involved in today's show are actually on there. So I encourage you to go find all the different categories and vote for your favorites, and just show them that support. It's a really quick way to do it. It's in the newspaper. It's also online. You can vote every day and just show support for the people that you appreciate, that you do business with. And there's tons of categories, so make sure you check them all out. Also, next week we will have the Oregon Hunters Association on right before the Sportsman Show, and also Umpqua Survival will be back to tell us what's up and new and going with them. Until then, this is your cue, Douglas County. Be kind. Shannon Sebastian out for this week. We will see you next week on Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance.